So we're up to the next one is Pachad. A very fascinating chapter he has here. He's talking about people that are afraid of everything. Now, he's like, I don't know exactly what he's referring to. But he says, "Yesh anashim shemefachdim tamid." There are people that are afraid of everything. Umisyarim mikomine puraniyos. They're afraid of all sorts of tragedies happening. Kigun mimachlois umimelchamois umeanashim roim. Different a machlo will come, a melchama will come. Veim koyimein bepachdim uraadois udaagois mikone mine dvarim. They're always afraid something's going to go wrong. So they're paranoid. They're going to invest in this. Their business is going to go down. They're going to go here. They're going to get hit by a car. They're going to go on an airplane. They're going to crash. You know, they're walking on eggshells. So shema yiyakach, shema kach. You know, they're just paranoid of everything, and they're very, very afraid. So he says, "Yesh meroiv pachdim because of their fear. Misyarim l'nsoyim l'makom acher. V'yesh misyarim lotzeis mibeisam. Rachmana litzlan. Mizdan hagam ha'od le'toiva. People are get afraid of things. It's not good. Kmo shamu bebrachos. There was a gemar in brachos. Sahu talmid davar azal basred Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi b'shukah d'tzion. There was a talmid of Rabbi Shmuel that was going after him in the shuk of tzion. Chazit tekamafchid." He was afraid of the shuk. He was afraid someone was going to go attack him. He was in a bad neighborhood. He was afraid that someone was going to attack him or something like that. You must be a sinner. Who gets afraid of sinners? Doesn't it say, aren't you supposed to be afraid? That is bedivrei Torah, which means that you'd be afraid that maybe you're going to forget your Torah. He brings another chazal, Yehuda bar Nosson, have a shakel of Ozel Basri, Rav Hamnuna. Yehuda bar Nosson was going behind Rav Hamnuna. Itnach Amalei, and he sighed and said, Yisurim boy, ha'u gavra la'suya nafshe. Now, apparently, you know, he groaned out of fear. So, Rav Hamnuna said about Rav Yehuda bar Nosson, apparently you want to bring Yisurim to yourself. Same thing. It says, so he's saying here that a person gets carried away with certain things. So it's not a good midah. Why? What's wrong with it? You will be caused to fear Laila V'yoyim. V'amru, Achla Yechta Adam, Noisnun La'ema V'yira. This is like a punishment type of thing. Kimun Shu Chayte Noisnun La'ema V'yira Mispachru Machem. So some people are paranoid. You know, they can't go here, they can't go there. Now, it says, if you don't have your heart filled with Torah, then wherever he goes, he's going to be afraid of cherev, hirure rav, afraid of famine, hirure shtus, hirure oil boss of a dam. He's not going to be afraid of these things. Right? What's going to be with the economy? What's going to be with this? You know, they don't get afraid of. That's the bottom line. He's going to explain soon. The gamma da'aga is mazik laguf. This is not good for your body. Stress and fear is not good for your body. Like it says in the Gemara Sanhedrin, lo'tel davia belivach, do not bring fear into your heart or worry. The gavri giburin katal davia. It's anxiety. That's how it translates in the bottom. It's a good way of translating it. They have anxiety of things. They're panicking. Okay. Now, the Nesilas Yesharim in the chapter about Zrizus discusses this issue. He says that there are people because of this midah use it to cover up for laziness. They use it to cover up for laziness. He says, there are people that say, oh, I'm afraid of the cold. כי פעם יירה מהקור או מהחיים, ופעם מהפגומים, מהפגועים, ופעם מן הרוח. So he says, it could be it's coming from Atzlus. And he says, I, Lamaisa, Lamaisa, Shema Toimari, Matzino, Shechivu, Chamchom, Mechol Mokam, Shish, Mordam, Atz, Meshmir, Mu'ula, Atz, Nishmatim, Odle, Nafsh, Seichem. So he says, Dak, Yesh, Yir, V'yesh, Yir. So this is the way he says it. Yesh, Yir, Ru'uya, V'yesh, Yir, Shaita. So this Matzilas Sharm defines it. He says, there's year which is appropriate, and then there's year which is inappropriate. Yesh bitachin, there's something which is called bitachin. I'm not afraid, I'm solid in my bitachin. Yesh ha'ilulus. Then there's some things which just make no sense. Kine, ha'adoin baruch hu, osas ha'adam ba'al seichel, nachin, usvar nechach. You're a smart man. L'shayinik atzmoy al derech toiv. V'yishomer min adram ha'mazikim. A person who should know how to protect themselves from things which are dangerous. There's things that Hashem created in the world to be dangerous, and a person should have to have their seichel to protect themselves from that. And if you don't, that's not bitachin, that's hoilelus, that's foolishness. Right? And he says, not only if a person doesn't protect themselves, are they not having bitachin, and they have a danger because they're getting involved in something which is dangerous. They also have an additional avera that they're not protecting of chisar and shmira. However, he says there's an b'diyesh yira shoita, which is beyond what is considered normal. She adam roitz lahisif shmiras al shmiras b'yira al yira roitz mishmiras mishmartoi. So a person locks their door at night, that's normal, right? But then a person, I don't know, they quadruple lock in every door, and then they have the bars and then this, and then they can't sleep all night because they're afraid that someone's going to break in. I mean, no one's breaking in. You know, calm down, right? So he's saying that there is yesh shmira v'yesh shmira. So the Mr. Shum really already discussed this issue. This is in Mafside Hazrizus, Perk Tes. It's really a similar concept that he's saying. Now, he now adds on, Reb Chaim here, very important words. He says, V'chol zeh ba mimiyot emunah. This comes from a lack of emunah. Shem hayamayimin be'emunah shleima. Shakol ba me'akadosh baruch hu. To know that everything comes from Hashem. V'ein adam noikef etz boi malmata. Elim kem achrizun al mamala. And everything comes from Hashem. Em kem malu lefakit. It shouldn't be afraid. Now, this is the... He's going to enter now into a, in one sentence, he's going to enter into one of the major machlokesin of what is the appropriate bitachon to have. Okay? So, what's the appropriate bitachon to have? So, if you would tell me, you don't have to be afraid because there's going to be bitachon. So maybe one would say, you know what? Because it's going to end up being good. So this is an old shaila. Can a person, if a person's bitachon, a person's bitachon is a certain way, does that mean that it will be good in the end? Or does it just mean that, or does it mean that whatever's supposed to happen will happen? Even if it's not good, but why are you afraid of that? Maybe that's good for you in the end, or that's Hashem's ratzon. So that's how he says it. He says, "Imkein malo lefach, why should you be afraid? If that's your fate in Chochma Vein Tvuna L'Neged Hashem, then that should happen. And if it did not your fate, he has nothing to be afraid of. It won't happen. We are always in the hands of Hashem, bein bizman melchama, bein bizman shalom. No matter what, Hashem knows how to do what he has to do with us. We only have to be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the fachid shema yavor al achas meha averes chas v'shalom. Oy lo yikayim ha-mitzvahs. But we have to be afraid of his aruchnias. B'chutz mizeh, ein lefachid klum. Outside of that, there's no reason to be afraid or anxious. V'af agav, and now he brings in the Messiah Yisharm's discussion. V'af agav, the Metzim Shetzach Zihirus. You have to be afraid and be careful of certain things. That's coming out through Hishtadlus. It's Zeh midin hishtadlos b'chol davar masha efshar. Well, you don't have to be afraid, but you're supposed to do hishtadlos. I'm not going to go out there because I'm not going to do X, Y, or Z because it's not, that's beyond the hishtadlos. I feel that, you know, this is how to protect myself. That's fine. But it doesn't come with anxiety. Zeh midin hishtadlos b'chol davar masha efshar. Aval p'chodim v'ad da'agos ein lehem b'akam. So this is how he structures the balance between the hishtadlus, the fear, the bitachon, and protecting oneself at the same time. Someone with simcha has the right perspective and knows that Hashem is taking care of them. And that's it. And we're in the hands of God. That's the main focus a person should put on. Everything should be good. Now, this is all based on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish seems to hold that a person's bitachon is that Hashem will not that Hashem will get me out of the situation, but I'm in the hands of Hashem, and therefore I'm not afraid of the situation. The situation will just bring out the fate that's supposed to happen anyway. That's the way the Chazon Ish explains it. It seems like that's the way the Reb Chaim is explaining it as well. Okay, so this is a pretty high level. What he's saying is everything is like he's making it non-emotional. Analyze the situation, determine what's the appropriate hishtadlus for the situation, follow the hishtadlus, do what's called for, and relax. You know, the rest is in the hand of Hashem. That's basically how he's understanding the responsibility of a person. So I think it's very, very fundamental, very sadistic. All right? Shkoyach, we will continue in Yitz Hashem tomorrow. Yet another day. Shkoyach, shkoyach, shkoyach.
Shkoyach.